Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Professor Alec Medford. I would like to add that to your descriptor because you just look smarter with those glasses on. And I know the way I talk makes things sound sarcastic. I am not being sarcastic. You look like you have two doctorates when you wear those glasses.
Oh, two doctorates?
That's right.
Man, Doc Medford on the way. There we go.
That's how smart I think you look.
Double doc.
That's right. Double we call him Double D for short.
Oh.
Now, it is Cowboys cut down day. Feels like that was relevant to what we were talking about in the break. It is Cowboys cut down day. Got to get it to 53 by the time you get to 3 o'clock. And again, we talked about the mechanisms of maybe they release a couple of players that are not truly being released. It's a handshake deal. And we've talked about this since last week. I think you all need to accept that I need to accept as well that Mozzie Smith is going to be on that roster. But what I really want to see.
I refuse.
Okay. Well, try to act surprised when you see it happen. And still the person that I'm holding out hope for is James Houston.
Dude, I
don't know.
I understand
fingers
why.
Crossed.
And I wonder how much do you feel like Micah's situation helps that at all? Because
not necessarily just because the roster spot is still taken up. Like, mm-hmm. I get your point about, like, oh, we got depth, and now all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe this guy will play some.
I know the roster spot's taken up, but
I don't know.
The actual player being on the field is important.
Yeah.
You need dudes that can go after the quarterback.
I don't know if he makes it, but obviously I really hope that he...
Who needs Micah? We have James Houston.
I hope that was prefaced with. I think that was prefaced with. I'm not saying, but if he makes the roster now, I feel like I look pretty smart. No, actually, what would really need to happen is Micah would need to sit that first game, and you would need James Houston with like two sacks or a forced fumble or something like that. Then I could play that clip with pride.
Like, hey, we got the next Charles Haley
Hell
out there.
Hell yeah. Man, Charles Haley was a star of that documentary. As much as there were parts of it that I didn't love, dude, he just says everything
whatever
like
he wanted.
It is.
Yeah, he knew he was, and he did, right?
I respect
he
it.
Did.
Now, let's go to the Rangers. In fact, let's go to the very first pitch that Jacob DeGrom had, the very first pitch of the game. Let's see how it went.
And the first pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Back a few steps is Osuna. He's at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Neto, who had four leadoff home runs in 1 month this year to tie a league record, hits the first pitch of the ball game over the fence in left field and gives the Angels an immediate 1-0 lead.
Now, do I still think his name should be Zach Neto? Yes. Yes, I do. But also, this has continued the struggles that DeGrom has had against the Angels. Now, I know he would only give up one more run in the game, but again, five innings, two earned runs. I'll let him explain it for himself, how he didn't feel like he pitched very well. But going into this game, in his first two starts against the Angels this season, DeGrom had given up eight runs in 10 and a third innings for a 6.97 ERA.
Ooh.
And so he's really struggled. And in his three starts against the Angels, the Rangers have won none of those games.
And the thing about it too, Kevin, you talk about the numbers that he's given up. They swing confidently against him.
They really do.
And nobody typically swings confidently against DeGrom. Like, that's the real situation. It just seems like they've figured something out. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes you have a team that they know the thing about you. They aren't sharing the secret with the rest of the league, and they just batter you around. And you're like, what do they know that you're trying to figure that out? I did learn last night last time he faced the Angels in Anaheim, he kept having, I was saying that he looked like he was having problems with the mound. I don't know if you remember me discussing that. He looked like every time he was throwing, he was.
Yeah.
And they said last night that he said him and the opposing pitcher were stepping into the same hole. So where their placement of their foot was going the same spot, and it was creating problems for him. But he does he didn't look comfortable on the mound at times last night, and that was rough.
See, and I think this is one of the reasons, because Jacob deGrom expected a lot going into that start. What, I don't know what that look is.
I have to confirm this, Kevin. But this is not, you do not care about this as much as I do.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that James Houston made the team. What the hell?
Not yet. Oh, it is. It appears that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are now engaged.
Oh,
so there you go. Look, you got pictures. They're engaged. That's, are you happy for them?
Nice. I am happy for them.
Good. All right, that's it. That's all I needed
to. All right. So Jacob deGrom, he said, his start yesterday was frustrating because you go out there, you feel good. The bullpen in between felt good. He was like warming up, felt really good. And then you go out there and I'm not able to throw the ball where I want.
Yeah.
So Jacob deGrom himself was like, all the categories were clicking. You know, like Mike said, and I might be paraphrasing a little bit, is like you go out there and like you a third of the time you don't really have your stuff. Another third of the time you're like, I got everything. And another third of the time you're like, okay, well, we'll see how it goes, but I feel pretty okay. And I'm sorry if I paraphrase that not quite correctly, but Jacob deGrom was like, click, 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 you know, check on all of these things. I feel really good about it. And then he pitched to what he said was not able to get the ball where he wanted.
Yeah, and that's not typical him.
Yes,
and,
agreed.
And that's, what can you blame that on? Can you, I mean, we asked Bochy last week, hey, are you kind of surprised that you've gotten as much out of him as you have this year?
Yeah.
And he's like, obviously not the talent, because the talent is, you know, we knew what the talent was. He's one of the best ever. But yes, the amount of innings that he's pitched, the fact that he's been healthy all season. So Kevin, that's probably, his body's probably a little surprised. Like I feel like that's got to be something. And DeGrom's not going to go out there and say that. He's not going to go out there and, cause he's the kind of guy who's just competitive. So he's like, I should be doing the things I want to do. And that's got to be frustrating for him. But this is one of those, hopefully he finishes the season, goes, okay, I'll be prepared more next year.
And that is the specific phrase he used. He goes, this is frustrating. All right. Do you want to tell your story, or do you want me to tell you the saga of fake Babe Ruth?
Let's hear fake Babe Ruth. My story's fun, but this one is insane.
All right. So this story has taken a turn. Oh, no. Alec looks sad now. Is this a fake engagement?
This is not a fake engagement.
Okay.
I did get yelled at for not watching the game the same way somebody watched it. Deuce Vaughn has been cut or waived.
Okay.
The Cowboys are waiving Deuce Vaughn. So,
you know, that the last 4 days have been fascinating for that. Because on Friday night, it really did seem like maybe the direction was going to be Deuce Vaughn over Phil Maffa for that roster spot. And then things changed rather quickly.
Well,
the injury.
And what's the other, not just the injury, but Kevin, think about this for a second. You have something that you've had for a while, and it's not done. It's not become, you know, the starting tool that you go to. Then you get a new tool, and you're like, well, I guess I got to get rid of one of them. I'm not getting rid of the new tool. Even if it was a 7th-round pick tool, I'm not getting rid of it, because I already had a 6th-round pick tool that hasn't done anything, you know, splashy for me yet. So I'll go with the potential unknown, as opposed to the thing that I do know.
Sure.
And I feel like that's where that was an unfortunate situation in that running back room, that it's tough. I look, man, Deuce Vaughn, first off, great story. Secondly, he was a really good running back in college. Get the ball in his hands and he's going to beat somebody. And I still think he has a place in the NFL. This team just, it's not for him to be the full-time guy for them.
Now, the first time I saw this story, I thought it was one of the dumber headlines I'd ever seen. And I think it was on maybe ESPN or some other reputable sports website. It said, a man named Babe Ruth got arrested. And I was like, who gives an F? That's the story. But then I saw it pop up again and again and again. And I'm not going to lie, I hated myself just a little bit when I clicked on the story because I had to know why this was a story. A Tennessee man named George Herman Ruth, who, of course, like the iconic baseball player, went by Babe Ruth, was arrested. And then I found out there's more to the story that makes it far, far more interesting. He was arrested for fraud. He currently faces 91 counts of mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, money laundering, and fraudulent use of Social Security numbers because he used the names of hundreds of deceased or retired professional baseball players to submit fraudulent actions. His name is George Herman Ruth, aka Babe Ruth. And he's like, I don't know how that worked. Did he say, hey, me and Jackie Robinson are hanging out. Can you get me some stuff? Like, I don't know how this worked. Me and Al Kaline had an idea for a brewery. I don't know. But apparently, he has been accused of stealing upwards of $550,000.
That's a lot of money.
Using retired or dead baseball player names, as he himself is named George Herman Ruth, a.k.a. Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I love this story, Kevin.
It's so weird.
But I wonder, here's what I wonder. How often when he was growing up as George Herman Ruth, because I'm just going to presume this is his real, legitimate name.
It by all accounts, it is.
How often, like, did he get mail or something that allowed for him to do this, and then he saw the loophole? And he was like, dude, I could just do this with a bunch of these old names and they're never going to care. Like, he probably had seen this work with his name and he was like, okay, this is going to work for me in other ways. And then it did. And somebody was like, hey, Kevin, Alkaline is a battery.
No, Alkaline.
Obviously, you want to have a battery company with Alkaline.
All right. You know what? I would say that's as dumb as it gets.
Wade
but
Boggs
wait.
Is the brewery guy.
That's true.
He's drinking all your beers.
So this fella had previously been in prison for fraud with the IRS in 2020, and he just got released 2 years ago. Now, there's one more part of this story that's even more absurd. He also used the name of some deceased players, including an infielder from the Philadelphia Athletics who played in the 1860s, and somebody for the St. Louis Brown Stockings, which apparently was a team in 1876 and 1877.
Wow. I wonder if he used this power to vote sometimes, too,
because
of mail-in voting.
And, you know, see,
that was and he's the kind of guy, right, that you would suspect.
Also, how old were these people? Like, these people all had to be 90, and it's like, hey, it's mail odd here.
What companies was he fraud? Like, was he frauding companies?
I think it was individuals.
Individual people.
I believe.
Wow, man.
Is the way I understand it. So, yeah, there's my fake Babe Ruth story. And bravo to the journalistic community for putting this story out at a time that I thought it was the dumbest headline ever. And now we find out there is weird stuff to this story that is interesting.
I do question right now the release of the Taylor and Travis engagement photos, Kevin.
What are they trying to undercut?
Cut day.
Right? Okay, but it's like, not like... It would be different if Deuce Vaughn was getting engaged to Taylor Swift. Then I'd be like, that makes sense. It's a tough day because you got cut. But yeah, also, hopefully you found the love of your life. So it's okay.
I think this is Travis trying to take care of all the players out there that are getting cut.
Okay.
Instead of like, hey, look, guys, I'll take all the media attention off of y'all so y'all don't have to stress about being cut today. I think that's a good job on him.
Is this going to be a tough day for content going forward? Because Travis Kelce is a football player, and every sports website is going to be engulfed by this.
Oh yeah, most of the sites you go to look at stuff, you're going to have to sift through some of this stuff to get to the good things.
Okay,
and other really good reporters with really good reports, that stuff's going to get buried beneath it.
Okay, I need explanation. I don't understand this, people. .com says that Taylor Swift wrote in the caption, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. What does that mean?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm sure it's some song, some cryptic thing.
You should know this. You love Taylor Swift.
I do. But Travis loves her more, obviously.
Or else you would have been in that photo.
No, I'm very married, Kevin.
I don't understand the implication.
I am very married.
Okay.
Kevin, last night I was watching the Rangers lose, and Mike Bassick was on yet another loss for the Rangers.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rangers, and the
this got to be a tough season.
they were having a conversation, him and Dave Raymond. Dave Raymond lived out what we experienced for 6 years.
Okay, good.
And it was Dave Raymond. He was kind of, and I can't remember which player he was talking about at the time, but he was like, "Look, you maybe had a rough day, you know. And if one of your friends, one of your guys, is having a rough day, and they come in and they're, you know, not feeling it, maybe you can give them a little bit of grace. You know, maybe you can let them." And then it was quiet for a second. And Mike goes, "Or you can just tell them to deal with it like I do." And he was like, "That's what I'm talking about, Mike." And they were going on, like they continued to have that same conversation about, "Can you not be?" And he was like, "That's not how I am. I'm an irritator. That's what I am." And okay. I was like, "Oh my gosh." And then the last line that really got me, and I think I did tweet it last night, was, "I wish you'd spend a little more time with Sue, Mike."
Oh.
I think you should spend a little more time with Sue. And the reality of, like, look, man, Mike is, he's a good friend. He really is. He is working with him, and yes. There's this part of Mike that's charming and genuine, but Mike also knows who he is, and he also knows that he can get under your skin. And Dave Raymond's experienced both sides of Mike, and that was fun to hear and see and watch play out in front of my eyes last night. I think it's time for you to spend a little more time with
Sue.
Yeah,
that is... That's fair.
That was good.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Little Things Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what little thing automatically makes your day better? And for Corey, is it this engagement? We'll discuss next right here on The Fan.
Ben DiNucci, the quarterback, and the former Cowboy launches one deep to the middle, tipped in the air, intercepted by Robert Rochelle, and he comes left. Rochelle to around the 30-yard line of Dallas. DiNucci's air ball was tipped up in the air, and Rochelle came down with a carom.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we have breaking sports news that is not about an engagement. In case you wanted to know, the Texas Rangers will open the 2026 regular season with not one, but two road series.
What?
They will open on the road against Philadelphia, which actually could be kind of cool in the 250th anniversary of America. And then they will be on the road against Baltimore before hosting the Cincinnati Reds in the home opener on April 3rd. So if you want to plan your life accordingly, Friday, April 3rd will be the season home opener for the Rangers after two road series.
That's okay.
Are you kind of bummed because you're on the road for a week?
It's going to take a while for us to have opening day here.
Yeah.
And I feel like opening day is a lot of fun but it's going to feel so far away, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be like, okay, whatever.
Well, look, and usually the Rangers get the benefit of the doubt. They've had 55 seasons coming up, and this will be the 23rd time they've opened on the road. So more often than not, they're at home, and it's just the third time in the last 11 years the Rangers have opened the season on the road.
Really?
But they're going to have to play better on the road than they do this season because they are scheduled to play 16 of their first 22 games on the road.
Ooh.
So if you see the team play anywhere near the same that they have played on the road this year, this could go poorly.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Okay, great.
I'm sure the end of this season will be fine, too.
Okay, I like that enthusiasm. The end of next season, by the way, they will end on the road as well. 3-game road trip to Minnesota.
Kevin.
Yes.
Tom Pelissero says the Cowboys are waiving Jalen Brooks.
I can't say I'm surprised by that. I know some people's projections had Jalen Brooks in the mix. So that means they're going 5 at wide receiver.
You think so?
Right?
We'll have to, well.
I mean, it's, well, with the injured reserve for Mingo. So you don't count that to start because then it's going to be CD and Pickens and Tolbert and Turpin and Flannoy, I would assume.
Also, other news, Adam Schefter reporting the Cowboys are sending offensive lineman Awesome Richards to the New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
Per sources.
What do we get? Do you say what
that's
we
all the information I have at the moment, Kevin. When I know more, I will let you know.
Look, this move actually makes a whole lot of sense to me. And this is one of the things that we've talked about the last couple weeks.
Kellen Moore needs an offensive lineman.
That ain't going to help him.
And a quarterback.
Yeah. Now, if you were like, they traded for Josh Allen, I'd be like, okay, well, that's confusing for Buffalo. But that makes all the sense in the world for New Orleans. This is what you see a lot at this time of year. So I'm assuming they got like a conditional 7th round pick,
probably
a 6th round pick, whatever. And Corey, you put this into great perspective last week. You pay the price for a player that you know is probably going to be released, so you don't have to wait in line.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Or you don't have to compete with other teams. So Kellen Moore knows Awesome Richards, and he's like, I like that guy. I think we could do something with him. And then it's like, is he worth like a 6th or 7th round pick so you don't have to compete with everybody else? The answer definitively is yes. So that is one player that it kind of feels like was going to get cut maybe then.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys get some value out of it, which I always appreciate. But yeah, I would think that means that's your 5 wide receivers with whenever Mingo comes back. We'll see how it shakes out then. Sound fair?
Yeah.
That sounds fair,
yeah.
Right?
I feel like that's where we are at this moment.
Okay, good. Now, it's the little things edition of the combo platter. 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what little thing automatically makes your day better? And this could be something that happens once in a while. It could be something that happens on a consistent basis. You know, just let us know. 877-881-1053. From the 601, Travis and Taylor will get married during the Bears-Chiefs Super Bowl this year.
I'm pretty upset that they didn't announce this on our show.
What?
Like, how cool would that have been for everybody involved?
Probably just for us, right? It feels like
Do you not remember Katie Nolan stepping in here and having an amazing time with us?
I do.
And so do you not believe that if Travis and Taylor hopped on air with us, they wouldn't have an amazing time making that announcement?
I mean, that's great, but People Magazine is probably giving them millions of dollars to do their engagement photos there. So
Would you rather have millions of dollars or a lifetime of friendship with us?
Millions of dollars.
That's ridiculous.
100%.
877-881-1053.
All three of you off to your face.
Millions of dollars or a lifetime friendship with us.
Let
the fans decide that one.
Okay. Yes. Please let me know. And also if you have millions of dollars at your disposal, because I can make that friendship happen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So give us a sports opinion and then something little in your life that makes you happy. Here's a great example from the 469. The Rangers are still going to make the playoffs, and I treat myself on Fridays to a peanut butter shake from Sonic.
Ooh.
That little thing that you...
Shakes are so good.
That's true. From the 817, the Cowboys will finish 5-12. Yikes. And I love when I get to finish my day early and eat dinner with my family. All right.
That is always awesome.
Agreed. And that next person has a kind of similar opinion there from the 901. Cowboys go 7-10 max. Coming home to see my 3-year-old always makes my day better. I will say, first of all, I like both of those little things, but I would much rather the Cowboys go 5-12 than 7-10. Like And I know this is probably the season we're in store for, but I hate the idea of seeing the Cowboys season be pretty much like the Rangers season were for most of the way. You're like, I don't think they're probably good enough to make the playoffs, but they're still hanging around and maybe they will, and then you'll get a mediocre draft pick.
Mm. They were going, Bobby and Bobby was going through the fun rankings that we did yesterday.
Yep.
And he said this line of, you can be bad and still be entertaining.
I agree with that 1,000,000%.
So you said 5-12, but entertaining. I would much rather have an instead of the Matt Cassel season.
Sure.
Like, I'll take a, hey, look, man, they just couldn't win the 34-32 game. That's just how it was. And it was, but it was an absolute blast to watch them try. But they just weren't capable of it.
And you could see how that could happen, right? You could be like, well, this would really suck. But unfortunately, if like Dak got hurt, then you just put Joe Milton out there and you're like, oh, this is entertaining as heck. We're not winning games.
Right.
But it's super entertaining. That could happen. All right. Would you like to go first? You want me to kick it over to Alec?
I'll roll one out there, right, Kevin. Sports opinion. I think your guy's going to make the Cowboys roster, Kevin.
I think Mozzie Smith. I'm just kidding.
Actually,
James Houston. Maybe Mozzie Smith will get traded.
That's not my sports opinion. I just wanted to say something to make you smile because I wanted you to be happy. Sports opinion. This is not Ben DiNucci did not post this before his first beer.
Okay.
Ben DiNucci posted a picture of a beer at a bar, and it said, "Not many beers better than the airport." Quote: "I just got cut from the NFL for the 7th time." Beer. And then, trust me, you wouldn't understand, which
fair.
He's so dead on.
I wouldn't.
I tried to put myself in his shoes, but 7 times being cut from an NFL team. The opinion, though, is this wasn't, he didn't post this before the first beer. I think he posted this after the second one.
Okay.
Or maybe even after the first one. This is too deep and too introspective to be a pre-beer post.
Okay.
He took the picture of the beer and he was already down. He's already going through it mentally. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to post something up here. It's funny. It's witty. It's got some charm to it. But the trust me, you wouldn't understand thing. He really, like a lot of people out there have zero clue. What it's like to be cut by a team.
Your
dream might be over. And then you get to the airport and they say, what can I get for you? And you're just like, just give me a beer.
So that's one of the things that I'm always impressed, whether it's somebody like James Houston or it's the undrafted free agent, that like you're really there to be a camp body, but you're like, the hell I am.
Yeah.
And you make the team. And I wonder how many times DiNucci is like, I'm here to be a camp body. And, you know, he made a run at it, but he knew realistically it was going to be tough. He did get cut.
What's the quote, though? Like, the you're right. That is a mindset thing of, I'm just here to be a camp body versus I'm here. It's a mindset of train your mind to look at obstacles as opportunities.
Oh, I don't know that quote, but I like that.
Instead of seeing it as, like, this is a problem for me,
sure.
You go, dude, I get to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Like, how awesome is this going to be?
I think that is very wise.
By the way, we've announced the Awesome Richards thing already. I have not seen anything on Mozzie. So that's not for anybody that's saying, please tell us this news. I have not seen Mozzie been traded yet. So, but.
Is it because I just put it out into the world?
If it happens, Kevin.
You're welcome.
The thing that makes my day is when the cooler at Walgreens actually works. And here's the thing.
Ooh.
For some reason, the Walgreens that I go to all the time, it's hit or miss whether or not the cooler is going to be working and I can get a Coke Zero out of that fridge.
Okay.
And but when it does work, like, I'm like, yes, that just made my day. And it's a small thing. Also, Kevin, whenever my back scratcher is actually on my nightstand and my kids haven't taken it, that usually helps too.
Man, that's an answer I bet we're going to see a lot. When that thing that you need is within reach and not elsewhere, even if it's somewhere you got to get up and take like 6 steps.
Yeah.
You're like, those 6 steps, you might as well be wearing lead boots or something. You're like, I am so comfortable in what I'm doing. I am not interested in any of that.
Vach Lombardi. Who we've had on the show.
Yes.
Said, I'm hearing the Cowboys get a 6th and they send Osman a 7. That's what he's hearing.
Okay. So. And that makes a lot of sense. So we had speculated a 6th or a 7th. And so it's almost like you split the difference.
Yeah.
And you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you got rid of Awesome Richards and got to move up from the seventh to the sixth in the process.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Somebody said that maybe that's why they're closing Walgreens all over the nation. It isn't just your store.
Oh, no.
Oh, so they're just like, hey, we're not fixing the coolers in any of these.
Or wow, so they
to
did
save
a cost
money,
benefit
we're turning
analysis.
All the coolers off.
From the 972, I don't know if this counts as a little thing, but we're going to allow it because this is pretty awesome. Rangers will get a wild card berth, and then their little thing is their son and them will be in the end zone level for Texas Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
That feels like a pretty awesome thing.
Unless
but,
you're in the wrong end zone.
Oh.
If you're in the end zone where nothing happens, you're like, oh, it was way far away.
Okay.
But it's still cool to be that close.
I thought you meant wrong end zone, like fandom-wise.
No.
And
no,
I was
no.
like, that's a point of view.
Where all the scores are happening, you're like, I couldn't even see it.
If you were uber confident your team was going to win, would you try to sit with the opposing fans?
Yes.
And you'd be like, oh, sorry.
Absolutely.
You can have Jeremiah Smith all you want. It doesn't matter.
I would find that one fan from my team that's sitting around me and high-five over all of them the whole time, too.
Okay.
I've done that before.
From the 254, sports opinion, the Rangers take the rest of the series from the Halos, and then I don't know what this last part means. Mary Jane is my little friend that makes life better. What does that mean?
Spider-Man.
Well, Kevin, there was a song by Tom Petty called
yeah.
The Last Dance with Mary Jane.
So that was like about his girlfriend
I watched
something?
The video, and I'm pretty sure it was Kim Basinger. That was dead, and he was just kind of walking around with her.
Oh, no.
Weekend at Bernie's, you know, kind of situation.
Oh.
Just, you know, hanging out.
Did Tom Petty invent that weed is Mary Jane then? Or if not...
No, that was in like the 90s, yeah.
How
who
did
invented that?
Yeah, how did that come to be?
That's, it makes a lot of sense because marijuana and Mary Jane, like, it makes sense.
Does it? Or are those the inane ramblings
the five letters.
Of a... marijuana smoker.
M-A-R-I-J are the first five letters of it.
The fourth letter in Mary is not an I, and the next letter is not a J.
Are you telling me
yes,
right now?
Yes, I am.
That there isn't a
yes.
Mary out there with an I.
That's a fact.
877-881-1053. If your name's Mary with an I.
You're a liar. Or your name is Mariah, and you're not telling us the whole story. All right, that is what I'm going to stick with. I don't care how many people text it in. From the 817, the Cowboys are going to go 12-5, and that is going to entertain me. I like that. From the 817, this still won't be the Cowboys year. Shocker. And the little thing that makes them happy, the little baby that they're going to have in March. That is delightful. See, there's your announcement. It's not Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. You just got a baby announcement on our show.
Dude, that's amazing.
From the 817.
I'm so happy for you.
Alec.
Kids are crazy, though.
Sure. Alec, give us a sports opinion, and then what little thing automatically makes your day better?
Gentlemen, sports opinion. I think that it's over for the Rangers.
Oh, my God.
But.
I don't think you're wrong.
I do think they're going to make it look good in the process.
What does that mean?
I
think Nathan Eovaldi is going to continue to shove, but I do think that Jacob deGrom is going to stay healthy. He's going to look good. I think the pitching is going to look good. I feel like maybe even the bullpen improves. I don't know. But I do think some of the younger pieces are going to string together a nice, you know, like final month of the season that at least tells you, okay, next year they've got a foundation. They've got some pillars. I think Josh Smith will kind of figure some things out because, you know, it hasn't been exactly consistent for him offensively. Maybe Josh Young gets the attitude right and he just starts to go on a tear to end the season. I do think you're going to see some things that you're going to be like, yeah, they have maybe Chris Young was right. They have the right guys in place. It just wasn't the right set of circumstances for him this year. So I think you'll have some hope going into next year. But I don't think it's going to result in anything this year, unfortunately.
All right.
Which makes me sad because I want to go to playoff games. That would be cool.
I love playoff games.
But, you know.
You can drive down to Houston.
What are you doing right now? Why? What are you? What the hell was that, bro?
Are the Astros not going to be in the playoffs?
What is happening right now?
You would cheer against them.
That's like somebody saying, hey, I'm getting married, and me just going in on marriage, you know?
Yeah, you have done that.
Yeah, but yours is worse somehow.
Okay.
Oh, man, dude.
The only way I'm going to that trash-ass city is to visit Reggie.
Get him!
Not even to boo another team that I don't like.
I sent him pictures from the Wings game, and I was like, are you jealous?
I do think going, though, and booing Reggie is good, though. Like, that's an okay thing, too.
Yeah, just stand outside the glass window.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or midday's better.
You're not going to win the Marconi. Like, just something to really, like,
I hope he does, though.
Give them congratulations for being a finalist, but then twist the knife a little bit. Like, I don't think you're going to win.
And a little thing that makes me happy in life, I'm going to get super specific with the place and everything. You guys ever pull up to like a Golden Chick, and let's say you order, let's just say you're not super hungry, or you're not trying to spend too much money, so you're like, give me that 3-piece spicy tender meal.
You want those fresh rolls, though.
The fresh rolls are amazing too, but you get home and you ordered and paid for 3 pieces.
Oh.
And you got 5 in the box.
You have to take the other 2 back.
Do you? Okay.
You do. It's not like that. They would never keep money. Like, they would never give you the wrong change and then keep their money.
100%. That would happen.
You have to take it back.
Follow-up question, as long as you guys don't ask a follow-up question.
Oh.
Do you ever get, like, the family meal for your family and count how many pieces are in there? Like, if you do the chicken tenders, do you, like, go through the box to make sure they gave your family 16 chicken tenders?
I just kind of presume.
Me too.
And that's why, like, I presume, that's why if I do see too many, I have to take them back. Because they would never short me.
There's no way I believe that you have ever done that.
Corey, good guy Majors over here.
There is no chance in hell that has ever happened.
I'm sorry. You gave me 2 breakfast tacos.
Yeah.
I would like to give this one back, sir.
Here's the other thing. They would tell you to get the hell out of there. If you pulled up through the Golden Chick drive-thru and you're like, excuse me, ma'am, you have given me 2 tenders too many. She would shut that little tiny window with the smallest window panes ever.
Probably.
Why can't they have a regular drive-in window?
That is good. Yeah. Well, Rob, robbery, I think.
Okay, so you can close the little window faster.
Shut it real fast and be like, okay. See, big windows are tough to close.
How do you feel about the places that have the actual door that they just walk out of now instead of a tiny little window? Like, Chick-fil-A's have like a whole door.
Oh, yeah. And it's a human-sized door. Yeah. Never mind. Hold on. It's a human-sized window is what I meant. It's a human-sized window.
It's a human door.
One would think doors are usually human-sized. I meant it's a human-sized window.
Human door.
Because it's just that like screen door kind of thing, and they just walk out.
Dude, can you imagine being a door, though? Like, all right, so think about this for a second. You're a door, and every place in, you know, you get paid more for the more upscale places, you know, for being a door. And then at the end of the day, your shift is over. You just jump off the door frame and then somebody else jumps on and now they're the door.
See, first of all, I'd be afraid I was going to get knocked off. Second of all, I would want to have one of the fancy door knockers on me. You know, like the little silver one, and
oh, you want that on your chin.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Where do you think people would open you as a door?
In my right side, by my appendix.
Okay.
From the 940, DFW is in sports purgatory. And when I go to the grocery store by myself, I always buy some candy, and I like it because I know I won't have to share with my kids.
Oh, really?
So I've seen a couple of different votes, because we're getting a ton of feedback on this. I've seen a couple of different votes. Eating fries in the car on the way home is the little thing that makes them happy.
Yeah, bag fries are always. And, you know, if you're buying for multiple people, that's the tax.
Yeah.
You on the way back, they're like, hey, I don't feel like I got all my fries here. And you're just like, that's just because I had to drive.
See, I don't think I can scientifically prove this, but is the extra part of, like, if you get like some sort of chicken sandwich, extra chicken part that's hanging off the bun, is that bite
And then when you find leftover fries in the bag that you didn't know were in there, those are better tasting than the rest of it,
I think you're
right?
dead on about the bite.
Yeah, see?
When that part's just hanging out there and you're just like, yeah, that feels like extra sandwich.
And you can eat that before, like, if your family all sits down together and stuff, you're like, that wasn't part of the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a bonus thing. Now, my sports opinion. Baseball is infinitely better when Ron Washington is part of it. You saw yesterday, and I definitely want to ask Boach about this tomorrow, Ron Washington coming back. He's returning from a quadruple bypass.
Jeez, man. Like, and I said, it had to be serious.
Yeah, and that is terrifying. And he was like, well, you know, if the Angels will have me, I'd love to be back and finish what we started. It feels like that means he's back. Otherwise, what a PR catastrophe this is from the Angels. And they're like, hey, you're fired after all of that. And then I have two different options for the little thing that makes my day better no matter what. Either A great interaction with someone holding the door. Now, I could be the one holding the door. It could be the other person. But it's they hold the door for you. You hold the door for them. You say thank you. You say you're welcome. And like, it's just, it's a delightful interaction. And you feel like you've helped humanity just a tiny, tiny bit that day. The other one is 8 to 10 minutes off my commute. I realize that we don't live in a magical world where there's no traffic for any of us. But usually it takes about like 45 minutes to get here, give or take. But if I ever hop in and the GPS pops up just in case there's a different direction I should go, and it's like, you know what? Today to get to work, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my goodness, what a day this is going to be, right?
Yeah. Kevin, I don't know the last time I had one. Actually, I do. It was when the kids weren't in school. So when the kids start back at school, that changes everything. Everybody's clocks are off. But it's usually around the holiday time. Around holiday time when people are like, it's a shorter drive. But it just seems like that, yes, if the drive's shorter than usual, that is a wonderful thing for your day. Actually, dude, it might even be add this to it. When I get the second parking spot in the garage.
Oh,
or
man.
Or the first.
That, when that parking spot is really there and it's not because a little wiener car parked in there, or a motorcycle or something, because you see that, you think it's a spot, and then you're getting ready and you're like, dang it, take your stupid tiny car elsewhere, and you don't get that spot.
But if there's a spot available and you need to park that close, but here's the thing that always happens. You always forget that you parked there, so you start walking up the stairs anyway.
And then it's a giant waste of time. From the 469, Corey, I think maybe you have this opinion as well. Correct me if I'm wrong. Bruce Bochy is going to retire after this season.
I fear it.
And then they said teaching their 10-year-old son to love sports. That's an awesome one right there.
I mean, I specifically, you know, Boach, Sean's asked us multiple times if we've asked about that story. I think that story was Bob Nightingale in June. He wrote the story that Bochy might consider it. And things weren't going great.
Right.
I asked Bochy specifically on Friday if he had felt like he'd satisfied the itch of competitiveness that he missed while he was away from the game. And he said, no, he felt like there was a lot more left. And so I don't know if that means a lot more left for this year or a lot more left for the future. But like, listen, he will always have a place near and dear to all of our hearts because he won us a World Series.
Of course.
The first damn year.
Yeah.
He walks in and is like, let's win one, fellas. And so he'll always have that. But I could totally understand if he had told Chris Young, look, you guys, y'all want me to do it? I will. I'll provide some leadership for this thing. You make sure you provide me everything I possibly can get. Chris Young attempted to do that, except for a bat during this trade deadline. He's attempted to do that, and it's still not there. So his contract would be up at the end of the year. It would just make sense.
From the 2-on-4, the Chiefs will miss the Super Bowl because Travis Kelce has to watch Taylor Swift at halftime and treating myself to fried chicken when the wife is out of town. So that's a really timely text because Taylor Swift right now is even money to be the next Super Bowl halftime show.
I told
you
the other day. I laid out the plan for you.
The next closest is Dua Lipa and the baby. I like to say it like that. Remember that? Dua Lipa and the baby. You don't remember that? Whatever. Come on, somebody's got to remember. Whatever. Dua Lipa, if you want to say it the boring way, is 7-1.
I'd love a Dua Lipa halftime show.
And the baby.
No, I don't need a baby.
Sabrina Carpenter is 8-1, and Mariah Carey is 10-1. That would be a fascinating turn to go from Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, and the baby, and
I don't need a baby.
And Sabrina Carpenter too. You know what? Oh, all man. I want for Christmas is going to be Mariah Carey. I realize it's a controversial opinion. You have to start her halftime show with "I don't want a lot, boy." Like, you just do.
Dude, do you remember whenever she sang in New York and they had the track wrong? And it was like, "I don't know. I'm not even doing this anymore."
Yeah, and you just kind of start.
It was so cold. It was so freezing. They were like, "We're going to do the track." And she was like, "All right." And then they started up and they did not have the track for her.
From the 817, Rangers are going to go on a run this week, and they said the little thing that makes them feel better is the weather. I did not get specific in this text clarification of which kind of weather, so I don't know.
The weather this morning when I woke up and it was a little cloudy, I was like, huh. But when it's sunny outside, I'm like, yay.
Okay.
Sometimes there's cold weather that you're happy with, right? You're like, I've been wanting to wear this coat for so long.
And one more real quick from the 817. The Cowboys go 11-6 this week, and a little thing coming in called the income tax check. All right. I'm excited that you were excited. I think you should change your tax setup going forward. Your goal should be to get a tax refund of $0. That means that you get more in your paycheck every week, 2 weeks, month, however you get paid. And that means that money is available for you sooner. Otherwise, you're giving the government a tax-free loan. So the check's awesome. I'm excited for everyone getting a refund.
What if you owe money? Then you're not giving them a tax-free loan at all.
You are not. In fact, it feels in that case like they've given you a tax-free loan. Yeah. So thank you very much, United States government. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun next on The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.